It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black history every day on the TJMS. The prestigious grounds of West Point Academy will feature a cadet barracks named for its first Black cadet of the 20th century, Benjamin O. Davis, Jr. He was racially discriminated against by his fellow cadets, yet went on to make history as the first Black U.S. Air Force general. Benjamin O. Davis, Jr., a Washington, D.C. native, followed in the tradition of his father, who was the first Black general of the U.S. Army. Davis entered West Point in 1932, referred by Chicago Congressman Oscar DePriest, who was at the time the only Black person in Congress. Benjamin O. Davis, Jr.'s career highlights include becoming the first Tuskegee Airman, leading the all-Black Red Tail Squadron, and earning the fourth star as general from President Bill Clinton back in 1998. Benjamin O. Davis, Jr. passed away at age 89 in 2002. The $186 million Davis Barracks will be open in 2017.
I think this is so fascinating because he spent his entire career at West Point shunned. Nobody talked to him. He lived alone. Uh-huh. I'm not sure, Jay. It sounds like it. Yeah. But it is just now you have a barracks where guys are going to live. This is where we are now. And named in
the
honor
whole
of this
time
man.
He was there, they didn't even
the
speak
entire
to
career
him.
At West Point. No one talked to him.
No one talked
and he lived alone. The irony there is just it's startling, but congratulations.
Kind of like
congratulations.
Being married. Oh,
wow.
The pain
okay. All right. Didn't see it going there.
The weekend. You gotta earn it.